It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Good can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua the program.
Somebody, Jimmy J, said Tyler Hero 6'5", Derek White is 6'4". No reason for Tyler to be a bad defender, except in basketball, it's not about how tall you are. It's about wingspan.
True.
So that's what separates Tyler Hero from Derek White.
Let's see. Derek White's wingspan is 6'7.5".
Tyler Hero's 6'4".
Tyler Hero's wingspan is 6'3".
6'3". See?
Yeah.
That's the difference. So that's one of the reasons why Bam can guard the position that he plays.
Yeah.
Right? Is because of his wingspan. So there's a lot of guys. One of the things about Kawhi.
Oh my God. 7'1" wingspan for Bam.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Jesus.
So he's 6'9".
Yeah.
But he's able to play against some of these taller guys because of his wingspan.
Mm. Donovan Mitchell, 6'10" wingspan.
Right. That's why he don't have to jump as high to dunk.
And he does.
He's not very tall.
He does jump high though.
Yeah, but he's not very tall.
Yeah.
So these are some of the things that play a role in this.
Yeah.
You're just looking at height. There's a lot of other things that play into it.
Yeah, casual.
So, like, look at Kawhi.
See what I did there?
Kawhi. Or look at somebody like Siakam.
Yes.
Siakam. He's
Let's see what his
ridiculous.
Wingspan is. Pascal Siakam wingspan is 7'3". Jesus.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's the same size as Bam. Why
you and, like and Siakam? Like, I don't like the fact that you like Siakam.
Why
you like him too much?
No,
I don't like
him. I see a lot of similarities between him and Bam.
I've
seen the progression of his career.
Mm.
And it has kind of the same trajectory as Bam's as far as what they were able to do and add to their game.
Well, you know what a vibe it gives me.
I tell you, as a really long one, look at from the Clippers.
Kawhi. I mean, he has a long wingspan, but it's his hand span that is mine.
His hands are giant,
right. They call him the claw. Wingspan for Kawhi Leonard is also 7'3". Jesus.
He's only like, what, 6'6"?
He is walking around like a pterodactyl, 6'7".
Right, but that's what separates basketball players.
Yeah.
It's not how tall they are. It's their wingspan.
Wingspan. That's amazing. What's your wingspan, Leroy? Can I Google that? Leroy Horde wingspan.
I don't know what we did wingspan. Me and Tobin tried to do in the office.
They said Leroy Horde's wingspan is a 12 count.
At the pitch. Are they hot?
Yeah, exactly.
Are they hot? Because you know, sometimes if you get them real hot ones, you can't eat them as much.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and get to some headlines that are brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
A couple more headlines for you. Yesterday, your Miami Marlins lost. Yes. Yes, yes, indeed. But
you see what Dave Southfoot?
What happened?
Leroy's wings span all over his car floor.
That's a point.
Point for Twitcher.
They are back in action again today against the Boston Red Sox. That'll be a 6:40 burst pitch. But I got some good news for you, Leroy. I know you've been wanting some good news when it involves the Marlins and Burger King. We have first of its kind co-branded crowns coming to Burger King. That is right. If you're a fan of the Burger King crown, you can go ahead and grab yourself a Miami Marlins crown at Burger King. Maybe the only crown they lift this year, but nonetheless, the organization will be handing them out to fans as a gate giveaway on Tuesday.
July 2nd. 300 of you.
Yes, indeed, which was yesterday. And Thursday, July 4th, they'll be handing out these bad boys if you're interested in getting
them. Can I just say this?
Yes, please.
And how about on July 4th?
All right.
Ballparks give away free hot dogs if you go to the game.
That sounds amazing. I mean, obviously I understand, well, that would be a massive loss of income for them, but that sounds amazing for me as a fan.
You ain't going to the game?
Me personally, no, I'm going to your house.
Right, but that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Like it'll be a nice gesture.
Yep.
Nobody's going to go still, but...
But still, it's a nice gesture, yeah.
Right. And it's the 4th of July. The 4th of July is synonymous with hot dogs.
Well, they have a...
And it's not like you're losing money because you normally charge $27 for one anyway.
True, true. Well, look, in addition to giving out stylish new crowns and satisfying hunger with a free Whopper Jr., of course...
Uh-oh.
What happened?
Let's hear it.
The Marlins are fulfilling fandom with a BOGO deal. Oh, you got breaking news? Hold on, I gotta play my breaking news. My baby McCoachin. I think that's why we made this. Was like last year whenever I made this. Do you have your sources? I don't want you to get caught by a fake Twitter.
Anton Lundell extended.
Anton Lundell extended for your championship Florida Panthers.
This is already
Gooseys.
Nice.
Unlike a lot of the championships that's been down here, they have been adding and building. You know what I'm saying?
Indeed.
Yeah.
It is belief, according to Chris Jones. No, I'm lying. Chris Johnson. I don't trust
Chris
him.
Chris Jones plays for the...
For the Chiefs. I'm going to go to Jameson Olive. I can actually trust this man. He reports Lundell's six-year extension with the Florida Panthers carries a $5 million annual average. It has him on the same contract timeline as Barkov and Tkachuk. Forsling and Reinhardt's eight-year deals are the only current longer contracts, but it seems like the core is locked in with those key players being in for a minimum of 6 years, maximum of eight. That is beautiful.
Erod's got one more year, right?
I think so. Yes.
I need him re-signed. He was sneaky good.
That's it,
man. He's sneaky good. When everybody was talking about all the other stars.
Yeah, Rodriguez was pretty good.
Yeah.
Stanley Cup champions now have their eight top scorers from last season officially back to defend the title, baby.
That's awesome.
That is.
That's, you know what? And all I can do is this to the organization.
Yeah.
Barry Zito.
That's Viola, off, baby.
Like, yeah. Like, and you know what? They like, hey, you know what they were saying?
What's that?
Yeah, these last 2.5-3 years have been fun. Let's keep doing it.
Why not, man? Why not? We got a little dynasty down here. Tampa had a nice run. Now it's time for us.
If only I could get tickets to a...
to a suite, huh? That'd be nice. Maybe, you know, I'll get the tickets, Leroy. I'll invite you to the game. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, you get the tickets and invite me.
I got you. Yeah, you can be my plus one.
God forbid I should ask anybody in that damn building. But I, you know what?
Yeah.
I actually thought about getting season tickets.
Yeah, I mean it's not a bad purchase. It's not far from your home, so let's start with that.
Right.
It's
right.
Not that much of a hassle to get in and out, you know.
No, but the problem is that here's the problem with the last time I got season tickets, so Fonz was a senior in high school, right? Yeah. And my boy Dave, he you know, he's been Kane, his family has had season tickets for years.
Yeah.
Right? 30, 40 years. So He was like, I said, Fonz, he has also Dolphins tickets. I say, you want to go to Dolphins games or you want to go to Hurricanes games? He said, I want to go to Hurricanes because of the bands, right? I want to, because he went to Bethune after that.
Yep.
So you get to see Bethune, they play, you know, and so we got to, you know, see them play. So we went to Canes games for a year. It was a blast. Loved it.
Oh, nice.
Right? But I don't have, like, he's doing his thing. Hockey is, you know, he works.
Yeah,
hockey is, you know, 41 games, right?
Yeah.
And so I could probably talk my daughter into going to three.
Yeah.
Right? My wife might kick the tires on one to say she went.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
And yeah, that's true. Then you got 35 other games to be accountable.
Right. Right.
And then you're not a guy who's going to be online pushing his tickets on the app, so I understand.
No. No, but I would like, yeah, I would like to, like, you know, not only just support the team, but I've really got into hockey because of these guys late.
Yeah. No, for
right?
sure.
I knew hockey was, I stayed with hockey players one year in college, and our hockey team was really good.
Yeah.
Right. So I knew, and then when I was in college, the Red Wings were really good. So we got to go to Red Wings game. We went to Red Wings games. So I know, like, I've never been a fan like I am now, you know, covering them. But I've always had an interest in hockey because it is by far the most up and down, fast, back and forth sport there is. There is no other sport that's fat like that.
Yeah.
Somebody asked me, why do you like soccer? And I'm not, no, I'm a hockey fan, and it's just fast soccer.
Yeah, essentially. I mean, right? it is right. very similar. Like you said, though, it's just faster pace and, you know.
Right.
Soccer is beautiful. It's great. When things work the way they're supposed to work in soccer,
like, hey,
it's art.
Who's not a big fan of a side piece?
I don't think that's what it's called, Leroy.
So, I'm sorry, set piece.
Okay, listen. I'm almost hey, hold on.
Set piece.
Maybe if you're listening, I don't know what this man is talking about.
set piece.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
Set piece.
Nah,
like
sure,
corner
sure.
kicks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It makes it exciting. Yeah. Right?
Scary, too.
Set piece.
Maybe if you're listening.
I meant set piece.
I'm about to take that out of the podcast, dude. What are we doing here?
I know when it came out, I'm like, that didn't sound right.
That did not feel well. But yeah, there's times definitely when, like, it really is. It's beautiful. I get it. But it just takes so long, man. I gotta, come on, man.
Yeah, and here's the deal.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. If somebody lay on the ground in hockey, you got to stop the game because he hurt for real.
Yeah.
Right? Soccer, I'm over that.
Yeah. No, for sure.
Like, I'm over you squealing.
Yep.
And then getting up and jogging.
Rolling around for a little bit and then.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It definitely is a lot.
Remember, Kachuk, was it Kachuk got hit in the face with a stick and they gave him 2 minutes for embellishment?
Yes.
Oh, I'm like, hockey. What? Wait, how you gonna call a penalty on the other guy and still call embellishment on the? Yeah.
Speaking of soccer, Inter Miami is back in action today against Charlotte FC.
Are the guys back?
Inter Miami will have Sergio Busquets and Jordi Alba, but Messi and Suarez will be absent.
Are they still on?
In that Copa America, let's find out. I should pay more close attention, but the United States got eliminated, so what the hell do you want me to do about it? Yeah, they have Argentina has a match against Ecuador.
Right. So
there you go. You know, we are a little Argentina.
Was I hearing that Ecuador is sneaky good this year?
You know, I could go ahead and tell you yes, because that sounds like the right answer, but I don't want to continue to be as ignorant as I normally am.
Somebody chime in. Isn't Ecuador pretty good this year?
That's a better option. If anyone has any information on who is to watch in this Copa America quarterfinal,
yes,
you let me know.
But here's the thing. Like, all that faking.
Yep. Not a fan of it?
Hey, no, dude, come on. Like, enough with it.
Euro Cup on at noon. There's too much soccer going on, guys. I'm gonna be honest. Too much soccer.
I just don't know who the hell they playing for.
What's important? What's not important? When do I pay attention?
The Olympics is next month.
That's why I can't keep up with it, bro. That's why I can't keep up with it. But God bless him. Something I can't keep up with. Kemba Walker retired. What do you think?
He going to be a Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer? Kemba Walker, Hall of Famer?
Do you understand the run he went on?
Kemba Walker's
at UConn?
Good. Okay, yeah. Oh, okay, you know, it is a basketball.
And then,
it's a basketball.
And then,
Hall of Famer, right?
And then he is a four-time All-Star.
Hall of Famer? Four times?
Dude, y'all forget. Somebody please tell this guy how good Kemba Walker was in college.
No, you're 100% correct. It is a basketball Hall of Fame, right?
It's so not you take how NFL. Great he was, and you take how great he was in college, and then put four All-Star appearances.
Bro, he's only four All-Star appearances.
Only?
One. I mean, come on, like Rudy Gobert's had like three or something like that. I mean, he's a Hall of Famer, so I can't even freaking talk about that. But
Rudy Gobert's a Hall of Famer.
I know.
Defensive players.
One All NBA third team. One NBA All third team. Let's see.
Yeah, but it all added all together, dude.
I don't know, man. I'm not sure if it's like first added ballot.
Put it all together.
19 points a game.
The college.
Yeah.
The four All-Stars.
Yeah.
The one-third team, All-NBA. And he averaged 19 in the NBA. Yeah. How long did he play?
He was drafted 2011. Played about 12 years.
12 years. 12 years and averaged 19?
Yeah, and you know, he is good. He had a year. The averaging 19 is kind of skewed because his last couple of years with the Knicks and Mavericks, you know, his points per game fell off. But there was a solid, looking at it here, about 6-year run in which he averaged much more than, or like, you know, substantially more than 20 points a game.
Right.
He was a bucket getter for sure. I'm a big fan of Kemba Walker, but I like
no,
the way.
Wait a minute.
The way you said wait. Like Hall of Famer, I'm like, oh, no,
yeah,
Hall
you gotta add all together. Hold on.
Yeah.
You haven't seen him play in a while.
In a while, long, yeah, but you
and
know,
that's
clutch.
Why you get lost.
That step back that he had in.
Wait, see, and Jarrell, he was 5'11", averaging 19. But here's the problem: he was averaging much more than that till his last 3 or 4 years when he was averaging 8, and then it averages out.
Averages out.
But if you cut out them last 4 years, he averaging 20-25.
For sure, for sure. Definitely. I mean, he had some great stats. And clutch. Kemba had that dog in him, for sure. That step back that he hit, dude, in college will forever live on.
Dude, you're sleeping on.
Hall of Famer, though?
Yes.
This is rough, man. This is
add
rough.
It all together.
Yeah, yeah. He hit the game-winning jumper for UConn at the buzzer.
Hey, you sleeping on Kemba.
Cardiac, like, Kemba.
I thought he was already retired, by the way.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I definitely did.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's crazy that he actually did not have an opportunity to play in the league, like even as a backup. Maybe he didn't want that, but I believe he was playing overseas.
I think he was. I think he got banged up and his knee was.
Mm. Also, man, in New York, they really kind of blackballed him, to be honest.
Well, here's the deal. I mean, they got new Kemba Walker and he's better.
Yeah, true.
But that's same type of player.
I was going to say, they're going to run him into the ground, though.
Nah, well, yeah, he do play like 40.
Run him into the
ground. How many minutes in the game? 48?
That's Tom Thibodeau.
He played 43.
That Tom Thibodeau recipe right there.
Yeah, but they almost were forced to do it because everybody was hurt.
Yeah.
Right? That's but fair. If you look at, you know, them healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he probably won't have to play as many minutes.
All right, when we come back, hour two, well, we're going to go ahead and check in on the Miami Dolphins. Leroy.
Ain't nobody there.
Yeah, true. Ain't nobody there for the most part. I'm not sure if you saw.
We got about another two and a half weeks before they start up.
I think so. Training camp, right?
Rookie camp. Rookies early.
Oh, okay. Let's see. I'll tell you the dates of that. Rookie training camp.
You know what sucks about that rookie camp?
What's that?
If you had off-season surgery,
ooh,
or you was rehabbing,
you got
to
show up.
You got to go to rookie camp.
Oh, no. That's unfortunate. July 28th, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, would you believe I used to report like the week after July 4th?
Wow.
Because and July 1st is when I shut it down.
Hmm.
No more drinky drink.
Oh, okay. That's nice. Right. Really? Right before July 4th, huh?
Yeah. You got. I need a good solid month.
Man.
Right. Well, not even a month. And guess what? Here's what's crazy. I don't drink that much anyway, so. Well, it wasn't like I was missing it. Ooh, I want to go party one more time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, real quick, we were talking about wingspan before. Someone's telling me to look up Kaloa Ware's wingspan. 7'4".
There you go.
I like that. That's cool.
A seven-footer with 7'4".
Yeah, and a 36-inch vertical. I like that.
I mean, he can jump. So just imagine 36 inches off the ground with a wingspan of 7'4" and 7 foot tall.
Yes, sir. Love it.
And that's why Tyler got to have, even though he's 6'5", he got to have a vertical of 47 inches to touch the rim.
Because
he got little arms. He got little arms. He can't reach.
What is that? Right, we got more Tobin and Leroy when we come back after this.
Come on. Come on.
No, baby, he meant set pieces. He meant set pieces. Yeah, set pieces, not set pieces. Oh, sorry, I didn't see that word back then.
No.
Hey. Leroy, man. Hey. What are you doing over here, dude?
Hey.
Crazy,
that's when you bail on your boy quick.
Nah,
hey, I have nothing to do with that. No, that ain't no. Baby, I do not feel that way. No. I'm going to tell you what. You my only set piece.
That's it, baby. And I'm set. Checking in with the Miami Dolphins. You know, a little bit of, I'd say, dry season for the Dolphins as everyone's off. And
Listen, the month before camp starts.
Yeah.
You might not see a player.
Yep.
They're going to try to get their mind right because once you start at the end of July – you going all the way to January. Say that again. Once you start in July, you are playing football until January, hopefully February.
Yeah.
You got to get your mind right. You got to say bye to family. You got to, you know, kiss your kids, go on a trip with your kids. Because, no, daddy ain't going to be around that much. Daddy going to be tired and cranky and grumpy.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
This is the time to get it done, then.
Yeah, this is the time. And then if you do it for a while, then they understand, right? But, like, I'm glad I didn't have a family when I played football.
Yeah, I can understand where, not necessarily say that it'll get in the way, but I can understand how it's easier to not have to deal with it, you know?
Life is hard.
Yeah.
Right? And people say you sign up for it or whatever. But just because you play football doesn't exclude you from the regular problems and situations of regular life, right?
Yeah.
So I remember one morning I got up to go to practice. My basement was flooded. Got a call and say, hey, I need to get somebody to come fix this.
What city was this? What city was this flooded in?
When I was in Cleveland.
Cleveland. And what this was still practice training camp, so it was like summer right?
This was during the season.
Oh, during the season.
Yes.
So was this like winter? Because I'm thinking like, is there a chance that your basement will turn into an ice skating rink?
No.
What? What? So anyway, the basement was flooded, and I'm assuming you didn't get out of practice.
I didn't sign up for life. You know what's funny?
Yeah.
Is that whether you signed up for it or not, you got to live it.
Yeah. It don't stop.
As long as there's other people on this planet, you got to live life.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's good, though, man. It's a benefit, Leroy. It's a benefit to have the ability to live life.
I wouldn't do it over. I wish, now that I think about it, I wish my kids could have saw me play football.
Yeah.
But guess what? Neither did my wife.
True. So, I mean, maybe that's for the best, though, you know? Maybe maybe that always ends up. You can tell that she loves you for you, not necessarily for what you did.
Oh, she had no idea.
Yeah.
And I never told. I don't brag about that.
You go, boy.
You can't win as an athlete, right?
Better than me.
If you say you played football and you're proud of it, people think you're arrogant and cocky. And if you don't say nothing, then people think you trying to avoid something. So it's a crazy thing. I've learned to just do me, right?
Yeah.
I have a saying. There's 6 billion people on the planet?
Yep.
If a couple of thousand don't like me, I'm still doing pretty good.
So if
somebody don't like me, I really don't care. I'm gonna be me. The people that know me know what kind of person I am. And if you make assumptions, that's on you. It ain't on me. I ain't gotta prove nothing to you.
You go, boy.
That's it. It took me a while to get there, though.
That's fair. I mean, it takes a...
You know what I'm saying? Because...
I know 60-year-old people still growing.
I would say this to people, right? Imagine having to go through that at 22, right? We ain't talking about a 50-plus-year-old grown-ass man that lived some life and know how to deal with that.
I still don't think I'm an adult.
I think I became an adult when I was 35. I ain't gonna lie. Till I got far enough away from football to realize that wasn't the real world.
Yeah. That's fair.
Because I had been in that cocoon since I went to college, 17.
Mm. So I'd say even before.
I didn't even count high school. From 17 years old to 33 years old, right? I lived in that cocoon. It was culture shock to realize that all the rules that I have been living by all those years, the regular world don't live by those rules. They just expect you to.
High expectations of you, too.
Yeah.
Got to be a role model, Leroy.
Hey, I asked somebody. I said, you got any kids?
Yeah.
Say, 23. I said, would you trust him with your nieces and nephews? They go, oh, no, he's not mature. I said, so why in the hell do you want kids that's first getting into the league to be role models for your kids? You don't even trust your own kid.
Yeah, that's fair.
Right? But now all of a sudden, that's what everybody can yell on TV. They're role models. And what about the children? Yeah. Right? Yeah.
No, it's true. I mean, and obviously we look at these athletes and we define what their maturity level should be based off of how much money they make. And that's not done in any other...
And guess what?
Yeah.
And you know what? Isn't there another question I ask? I said... A politician and an athlete walk into a room.
Yeah.
Who's more responsible for the future of your kids?
True. Politician.
Right. But that ain't no. Yeah. Right?
For sure.
So yeah, I know some and I had an interesting kind of situation growing up because I had to take care of my brother and my sister. I went to an all boy black Catholic school. In New Orleans, so I didn't have the issues, the woman issues and whatever, right?
Nice.
Which means that when I got to college, I didn't even know how to have a real relationship, right? So it was a weird dynamic going so far away from home and then having to learn how to interact with others.
Would you say your Riz level was at zero?
What's my Riz level?
Oh, you gotta know what your Riz level is. You had zero aura.
I would say it was at -1.
You're on the football team, Leroy. It couldn't be that bad.
But listen.
Got that silent Riz.
That ain't got nothing to do with your Riz level.
Well, no, right?
Silent Riz. Just because you hold a position.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the crap that get people in trouble.
You just need a letterman.
You know who I am.
Mm.
That's what gets you in trouble. You think your level is high.
Yeah.
But you're the only one that think that.
I'm going to be
right?
even if I was a backup long snapper, if
in
I had
college?
Yeah, let me get that yeah. That jacket. Hey. If I had that Letterman jacket,
hey
Leroy,
I'm telling you, you ain't gonna get no Letterman jacket if you were backup to the backup. You got to play to get a Letterman jacket.
What? Come on, I can't purchase it.
Yeah,
come on,
absolutely
man. Ridiculous.
I made it through the jacket.
Yeah,
I got the jacket, the blanket.
Blanket.
Yeah, you get a blanket. They don't keep giving you jackets. You get the jacket, the blanket, then the ring.
Okay, yeah. Hold on. One of these things is not like the other. What, were they just going to give me a blanket? I get a Snuggie in the middle of this? I get a cool jacket, a dope
ring. I got a blanket. I think the blanket, yeah.
They got cheap that year.
No, that's just the standard. You know what I mean? Like, they used to put stuff on your jacket.
Yeah,
but like now they just give you something else.
Nah, man, you gotta
see what I'm saying?
You gotta put patches.
I still got my jacket.
Where it fits?
I don't know.
Gotta try it out, dude.
I'm gonna go try. I'm gonna go get it the next break and see if all it fits.
Right. Well, we're gonna go to break now. We're gonna come back with "Damage Is Done, My Friend." Next on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Gone, the damage done.
Wow, before 12.
For any first time.
You still got sleep in your eyes?
Oh, no. All good.
Maybe not.
Good, clear.
By the way, you do have the biggest eyes ever.
Wow.
You do have big eyeballs.
Leroy, on my birthday, to make me laugh, this man tells me I have the biggest teeth. Wow. And now I have the biggest eyes.
Wow. You do. No, you do have big eyeballs. There's nothing wrong with that.
I do. So back then when I was younger,
when I was there, it might have been after a couple of games of dominoes and some drink. That I was like looking. And I was talking to all your friends. I still couldn't figure out the sisters and who's with who. Mm-hmm. And it was just so I just kept drinking, right? So I was like.
Good move.
So then I just looked across and I'm like, that Jennifer, man, she got some big teeth.
He turned into Little Red Riding Hood.
I have a rule.
What big teeth you have.
I have a rule.
That I don't talk.
I don't talk behind people's back.
Ah.
So I said.
No, he definitely pointed it out. And he told me.
I said, Jennifer. I said, come over here.
You called her over just to let her know?
Come over here.
That's love.
When I was younger, that was something that would it made me a little bit self-conscious. Like, really? I had the big eyes, I had the big teeth.
And then your head caught up. Big lips.
It was just too much. And then I got, I felt like no one was like me, by
That's
school
good
here.
Thing.
So.
That's a good thing, to be one of one.
Well, yeah, now I'm like, okay, well, cool.
Yeah, okay.
Any other childhood trauma you'd like to bring up in Jennifer?
So, yeah, I think Leroy points them all out.
Wow.
This is great.
Hey, but yeah. Hey.
Leroy doesn't allow me to run. Leroy doesn't allow me
can't
to
do nothing.
Hey, check this out.
Yeah.
It was the liquor.
Ah, blaming the liquor.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It wasn't me.
Blame it on the alcohol.
Let's start off with damage is done. Leroy, I'm going to start things off because it is about your city. So it's gonna cross over someone that you may know.
Hold on.
Yeah.
My city.
Yes.
Is New Orleans.
Correct. Not Louisiana.
Okay. Let's go.
Yeah. Now I'm going to sing.
Besides
these lyrics.
the whole levee situation.
Yeah. Not good. Not a good situation.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and talk about these lyrics and see if you know which artist. Not necessarily saying these specific lyrics. But made this song, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling, peaking worth about 50. Bling, bling.
Tinkering with a pop, baby.
Bling, bling. Every time I run, you run. So
it
that is.
Hilarious, you talking it.
Yeah, right? Love reading the lyrics. Bling, bling. Lorenzo's on Yokohama Tires. That is from famed rapper BG. Leroy, familiar? Familiar with BG,
Huh? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's your boy. BG, unfortunately, now in a position due to his past.
He got to sell his bling bling.
BG ordered to have all future songs approved by the U.S. government.
What?
From now on, anytime BG writes a new song, all his songs and concerts will be on a supervised restriction in which he must prohibit himself from promoting and glorifying gun and violence murder. A U.S. federal judge has refused a prosecutor's request to prohibit any sort of restrictions. Unfortunately, now the damage is done, my friend.
Damage is done.
You need a permission slip to write your own raps, BG.
Hey, have you listened to some of the music out there?
I know.
And they decided to go with BG?
BG's the one where they draw the line. That's where they draw the line. Hey,
you know, we already been through this with Two Live Crew.
Absolutely. The reason why a parental advisory sticker is on the front of albums is because of the Two Live Crew.
And here's the thing.
Yeah.
Not for nothing.
Yep.
You go to see an artist perform.
Yes.
And you go to hear his music. You singing all them lyrics. So what are they going to do?
Look, I completely think it's ridiculous. But because he is on a supervised release from prison. BG.
Here's the thing. It has nothing to do with the music then.
Yeah.
It has to do with his behavior being supervised on release from prison. So we made it sound like it was about
just
him.
You see
what I'm saying?
No.
But it really isn't.
It's not. But
it is about his behavior and what he can do while being released early from prison.
Indeed.
But
before he bling blings anywhere.
You kinda tricked us there.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm just reading the article. You know,
he's on probation.
Well, you know, he's still getting some money.
He left out that.
He's getting a little bit of money there.
Yeah, there we go.
While he's on this probation, BG must provide the government with copies of any songs he writes moving forward ahead of their production or promotion. And if they are deemed to be inconsistent with his goals of rehabilitation, prosecutors could move to toughen the terms governing his supervised release.
Now, here is...
Too much bling bling, BG.
No. Here is the big one here's the big one you failed to miss.
Yes.
What was he in jail for?
Well, I mean, he may.
What was he in jail for?
Allegedly.
It's not allegedly. He spent time in jail.
Well, you never know because, you know, innocent until proven guilty.
He was proven guilty.
Pretty sure it's online somewhere.
I don't think so. He may or may not be served 12 to 14 years. For gun violence, illegal possession of a gun, and obstruction of justice. But you
Now wait, if you release a guy early, and then he goes start talking about gun violence.
Well, I mean,
you can see how that could be a problem.
He's a hot boy, Leroy. What do you want him to do? The block is hot.
Do you see how that could be a problem?
Yeah, I understand where it may not be setting the correct precedent.
So while we sitting here, I was like, damn, it's censorship.
Yeah.
Now that you break it down.
Well, they're violating his First Rights Amendment, right? Something like that. First Amendment rights. July 4th, fireworks.
Here's the other thing, though.
Yeah.
They are also trying to, when you get released early from a 14-year sentence, they're trying to make sure you're living life the right way.
That's fair.
So as a person on the outside, if he rolling doobies and talking about guns and stuff like that,
yeah,
you gonna feel real uncomfortable that he's on the streets and that you let him out.
Didn't realize you were a narc, Leroy. Jeez.
I'm not. Damage is done.
No, it completely makes sense. It completely makes sense. But it's unfortunate. The situation that he's put himself in now, anytime he writes his rap, the government has to approve. And I mean, it's just a situation you put yourself in.
Mate, the way you made it sound, it's not like that.
They were violating his rights.
Yeah.
All right, what you got, Leroy?
Violating his rights to be a free man? Yeah. That's why they let him out 2 years early.
Yeah.
Anyway, so my damage is done. It's going to go to the Golden State Warriors.
Ooh.
Right?
Damage is done.
You had the audacity to tell people that you offered Klay more money than he went and got with Dallas. And I will say this. The damage was done. You gave Draymond Green $100 million for 4 years, and you told Klay he's only worth half of that.
God. That's true.
Think about that. Half.
And is Draymond older? I don't even know how old. See, Draymond is 34. I don't know. And Klay Thompson is 34. Same age.
Right. I think they came in together. Yeah. But think about that.
Yeah.
So, you got the audacity to tell people we offered Klay more money. If you ain't offering Draymond money, no, you didn't. That damage is done. There was no way. I told you when this started.
Damage
if it's
is
even
done.
Close, if it's even close, based on what he's been saying, he can't go back. He can't go back to Golden State. He can only go back to Golden State for Draymond Green money. Which is, think about what we're saying. Think about what we're saying. That you are only worth half of Draymond Green. Draymond Green's going to be a Hall of Famer, a great player. But Splash Brothers, either they know somebody's health that we don't.
Maybe they're just tired of his act. Maybe they're tired of his sulking on the bench.
Wait. Yeah. So, hold on.
Tired
of
his stuff.
Let me throw this at you there. Klay hater.
Yeah.
Klayter.
Klayter. Wow.
Klayter.
Just made a word for me.
let me throw this at you.
Yeah.
So they're tired of Klay's act.
Yes.
But they're not tired of Draymond's act?
Well, you know.
He gets suspended every year.
Yeah, I think when they give him that,
he lost him a championship.
It's true. Dade South says,
okay.
Klay or hater. That's pretty good.
No, just call him Klayter.
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 Cletus.
Later, Klayter.
Later, Klayter. Figgy, who's your damage is done?
Myself.
Oh, wow. That is very introspective. I appreciate that.
Inviting people to a July 4th party
wow.
on the weekend.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to quickly review this.
Yes.
Because he will not stop until I do.
That's true.
So, on my birthday,
he
said, let's all get together. He told my parents first of all.
Yeah.
Nice.
And so I had like the telephone, so I didn't really know what was going on.
Hey, this is something you failed to mention, Leroy.
Exactly. And then he's like, my parents, what they got from all of that was, oh, we're going to hang out during the weekend of July 4th. So that was my thought process, because I thought July 4th was today and not tomorrow. And I figured, why would Leroy even
but
do a party?
Wouldn't
we work the next day or something like that?
Man.
So wait a minute.
I don't know. That's my job. Because I'm trying to put the show first.
Okay?
Me damn thinking about going. Work
wait,
instead
only,
of partying.
Wait, we only wow. celebrate New Year's if it falls on an appropriate date for J-Fig.
That's true.
Exactly.
if the 31st is
if
on a Monday.
On a day that is convenient to me, I will celebrate it.
Solid. I love it.
Well, either way, okay, so yeah, the whole message was lost in translation, and I do apologize, but...
Do you understand how shocked, like, just...
Leroy wanted to smack me through the phone.
Just having a conversation. She said, I thought we were going to celebrate July 4th on the weekend.
Well,
I'm like, huh?
That would make it a little bit hard.
No, and then the funny thing was...
Can't celebrate the 4th?
It's not like you're going to be throwing fireworks anyway.
Oh, yeah.
And look what you did.
Wow.
Look what you did.
It all comes back around.
You know what? It's not going to be that much of a big thing, is it?
Wait, she did say that. I forgot about it. She goes, it's not like you're going to have a fireworks display or nothing like that.
Wasn't enough.
A fireworks show.
Wasn't enough for her.
Maybe that was in the back of my mind.
When you were buying
him, yeah. I did that. I made him lean into this. So you know what? Tobin was right. We do influence Leroy. Right.
He spite bought $300 worth of fireworks yesterday.
Hey,
that's crazy.
$400.
That's crazy.
It was. We thought on the way out, me and Fonz said, "How much you think it's gonna be?" Around $400. I said, "Okay, I could live with that. We got a lot of stuff."
Yeah.
But then the black lady on the way out
got us. She got us.
She got us.
She's good.
Yeah, she was good. She was good.
For that amount, but she made me the fireworks from here.
Yeah.
She also told me, look at the TV. This is what they do. I was like, ooh.
Gotcha, dog.
Fonz like, I already got one.
He already had it in his hand. Like, what you watching?
They better do what she was showing you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If not, we'll all go back there.
I got a piece of wood.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it in my front yard, right? Not in the street. I don't want to do it in the street.
Smart, smart, smart.
Yeah.
Well.
Because there's too many trees in the street. You can't get the full.
Yeah, don't set your neighborhood on fire, please.
Well, listen, I'm in Davie. The redneck's been blowing it up for years, so I should be okay.
Well. All right. When we come back, we're going to go ahead and give you your latest headlines. And we're going to get into some more silly sauce. The latter half of this show, we have a lot. We have a game that we've never played before that I'd like to introduce. It's not a game that I invented. This show hasn't done it before. It is Start Bench Cut. But we're going to do a July 4th barbecue edition. We got that and much more when we come back on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Gone, gone, the damage done.
Wow, before 12.
For any first time.
You still got sleep in your eyes?
Oh, all good.
Maybe not. Good,
clear.
By the way, you do have the biggest eyes ever.
Wow.
You do have big eyeballs.
Leroy, on my birthday, to make me laugh, this man tells me I have the biggest teeth. Wow. And now I have the biggest eyes.
Wow. You do. No, you do have big eyeballs. There's nothing wrong with that.
I do. So back then when I was younger,
when I was there, it might have been after a couple of games of dominoes and some drink that I was like looking. I was talking to all your friends. I still couldn't figure out the sisters and who's with who. And it was just so I just kept drinking, right? So I was like,
Good move.
So then I just looked across and I'm like, that Jennifer, man, she got some big teeth.
He turned into Little Red Riding Hood.
I have a rule.
What big teeth you have?
I have a rule.
That I don't talk.
I don't talk behind people's back.
Ah.
So I said,
no, hey. He definitely pointed it out, and he told me.
Perfect. I said, Jennifer, come over here.
You called her over just to let her know.
Come over here.
That's love.
When I was younger, that was something that would it made me a little bit self-conscious. Like, really? I had the big eyes. I had the big teeth.
And then your head caught up.
And big lips. It was just too much. And then I got, I felt like no one was like me, by
That's
school
a good
here.
Thing.
So.
That's a good thing, to be one of one.
Well, yeah, now I'm like, okay, well, cool.
Yeah, okay.
Any other childhood trauma you'd like to bring up in Jennifer?
So yeah, I think Leroy points them all out.
Wow.
This is great.
Hey, but yeah. Hey.
Leroy doesn't allow me to run. Leroy doesn't allow me to do nothing.
Hey, check this out.
Yeah.
It was the liquor.
Ah, blaming the liquor.
Yeah. Interesting. It wasn't me.
Interesting. Blame it on the alcohol.
Let's start off with damage is done. Leroy, I'm going to start things off because it is about your city. So it's going to cross over. It's someone that you may know.
Hold on.
Yeah.
My city.
Yes.
Is New Orleans.
Correct. Not Louisiana.
Okay. Let's go.
Yeah. Now I'm going to sing
besides
these lyrics.
Besides the levy, the whole levy situation.
Yeah. Not good. Not a good situation.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and talk about these lyrics and see if you know which artist, not necessarily saying these specific lyrics, but made this song. Bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Pinkering worth about 50. Bling bling.
Pinkering worth about 50.
Bling bling. Bling. Every time I run, you run. So
it
that is
hilarious, you talking it.
Yeah, right? Love reading the lyrics. Bling, bling! Lorenzo's on Yokohama tires. That is from famed rapper B.G. Leroy, familiar? Familiar with B.G.,
Yeah.
huh?
Yeah. That's your boy.
B.G., unfortunately, now in a position due to his past.
He got to sell his bling, bling.
B.G. ordered to have all future songs approved by the U.S. government.
What?
From now on, anytime BG writes a new song, all his songs and concerts will be on a supervised restriction in which he must prohibit himself from promoting and glorifying gun and violence murder. A U.S. federal judge has refused a prosecutor's request to prohibit any sort of restrictions. Unfortunately, now the damage is done, my friend.
Damage is done.
You need a permission slip to write your own raps, BG.
Hey, have you listened to some of the music out there?
I know.
And they decided to go with BG?
BG's the one where they draw the line. That's where they draw the line.
Hey. You know, we already been through this with Two Live Crew.
Absolutely. The reason why a parental advisory sticker is on the front of albums is because of the Two Live Crew.
And here's the thing.
Yeah.
Not for nothing.
Yep.
You go to see an artist perform.
Yes.
And you go to hear his music. You singing all them lyrics. So what are they going to do?
Look. I completely think it's ridiculous, but because he is on a supervised release from prison. BG.
Here's the thing. It has nothing to do with the music then.
Yeah.
It has to do with his behavior being supervised on release from prison. So we made it sound like it was about
just
him.
You see
what I'm saying?
No.
But it really isn't.
It's not. But
it is about his behavior and what he can do while being released early from prison.
Indeed. But before he bling blings anywhere.
You kind of tricked us there.
Well, I mean, I'm just reading the article. You know?
He's on probation.
Well, you know, he's still getting some money.
He left out that.
He's got a little bit of money there.
Yeah, there we go.
While he's on this probation, BG must provide the government with copies of any songs he writes moving forward ahead of their production or promotion. And if they are deemed to be inconsistent with his goals of rehabilitation, prosecutors could move to toughen the terms governing his supervised release.
Now, here is...
Too much bling bling, BG.
No. Here is the big one Here's the big one you failed to miss.
Yes.
What was he in jail for? What was he in jail for?
Allegedly.
It's not allegedly. He spent time in jail.
Well, you never know because, you know, innocent until proven guilty.
He was proven
pled guilty.
Pretty sure it's online somewhere.
I don't think so. He may or may not be serving or served 12 to 14 years for gun violence. Illegal possession of a gun and obstruction of justice. But, you know, allegedly, the details get lost and you never know.
Now, wait. If you release a guy early.
Yeah.
And then he goes start talking about gun violence.
Well, I mean.
You can see how that could be a problem.
He's, look, that's a different.
You can see how that could be a problem.
He's a hot boy, Leroy. What do you want him to do? The block is hot. The block is hot.
Do you see how that could be a problem?
Yeah, I understand where it may not be setting the correct precedent.
So while we sitting here, like, I was like, damn, it's censorship.
Yeah.
Now that you break it down.
Well, they're violating his First Rights Amendment, right? Something like that. First Amendment rights. July 4th, fireworks.
Here's the other thing, though.
Yeah.
They are also trying to, when you get released early from a 14-year sentence, they're trying to make sure you're living life the right way.
That's fair.
So as a person on the outside, if he rolling doobies and talking about guns and stuff like that, you're going to feel real uncomfortable that he's on the streets and that you let him out.
Didn't realize you were a narc, Leroy. Jeez.
I'm not. Damage is done.
No. It completely makes sense. But it's unfortunate. The situation that he's put himself in now, anytime he writes his rap, the government has to approve. And, I mean, it's just a situation you put yourself in.
Mate, the way you made it sound, it's not like that.
They were violating his rights.
Yeah.
All right, what you got, Leroy?
Violating his rights to be a free man? Yeah. That's why they let him out 2 years early.
Yeah.
Anyway, so my damage is done. It's going to go to the Golden State Warriors.
Ooh.
Right?
Damage is done.
You had the audacity to tell people that you offered Klay more money than he went and got with Dallas. And I will say this. The damage was done. You gave Draymond Green $100 million for 4 years, and you told Klay he's only worth half of that.
God. That's true.
Think about that. Half.
And is Draymond older? I don't even know how old. See, Draymond is 34. I don't know. And Klay Thompson is 34. Same age.
Right. I think they came in together. Yeah. But think about that.
Yeah.
So, you got the audacity to tell people we offer Klay more money. If you ain't offer him Draymond money, no, you didn't. That damage is done. There was no way. I told you when this started.
Damage
if it's
is
even
done.
Close, if it's even close, based on what he's been saying, he can't go back. He can't go back to Golden State. He can only go back to Golden State for Draymond Green money. Which is, think about what we're saying. Think about what we're saying. That you are only worth half of Draymond Green. Draymond Green's going to be a Hall of Famer, a great player. But Splash Brothers, either they know somebody's health that we don't.
Maybe they're just tired of his act. Maybe they're tired of his sulking on the bench.
Wait. Yeah. So, hold on.
Tired
of his
stuff. Let me throw
this at you there. Klay hater.
Yeah.
Klater.
Klater. Wow.
Klater.
Just made a word for it.
let me throw this at you.
Yeah.
So they're tired of Klay's act.
Yes.
But they're not tired of Draymond's act?
Well, you know.
He gets suspended every year.
Yeah, I think when they give him that,
he lost him a championship.
It's true. Dade South says Klayer hater. That's pretty good.
No, just call him Klayer.
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 Cletus.
Later, Klayer.
Later, Klayer. Figgy, who's your damage is done?
Myself.
Oh, wow. That is very introspective. I appreciate that.
Inviting people to a July 4th party on the weekend.
Yeah, okay, look. Okay. I'm going to quickly review this.
Yes.
Because he will not stop until I do.
That's true.
So, on my birthday, said, let's all get together. He told my parents first of all.
Yeah. Nice, nice.
And so I had like the telephone, so I didn't really know what was going on.
Hey, this is something you failed to mention, Leroy.
Exactly. And then he's like, my parents, what they got from all of that was, oh, we're going to hang out during the weekend of July 4th. So that was my thought process, because I thought July 4th was today and not tomorrow. And I figured, why would Leroy even do a party?
But it's not the 4th.
Work the next day or something like that.
Man.
So wait a minute.
I don't know. That's my thought process. Wow. Because that's why I'm trying to put the show first. Okay. Me thinking about work instead of partying.
We only celebrate New Year's if it falls on an appropriate date for JFig.
That's true.
Exactly.
if the 31st is on a Monday.
On a day that is convenient to me, I will celebrate it.
Solid. I love it.
Well, either way, okay, so yeah, the whole message was lost in translation, and I do apologize. But
do you
want me there? I'll show up.
Do you understand how shocked? Like, just
Leroy wanted to smack me through the phone.
Just having a conversation. She said, I thought we were going to celebrate July 4th on the weekend.
Well,
I'm like, huh?
That would make it a little bit hard.
No, and then the funny thing was,
can't celebrate the 4th.
It's not like you're going to be throwing fireworks anyway.
Oh, yeah.
And look what you did.
Wow.
Look what you did.
It all comes back around.
You know what? It's not going to be that much of a big thing, is it?
Wait, she did say that. I forgot about it. She goes, it's not like you're going to have a fireworks display or nothing like that.
Wasn't enough. Wasn't enough for her.
Maybe that was in the back of my mind.
When you were buying him.
I did that. I made him lean into this. So you know what? Tobin was right. We do influence Leroy. Right.
He spite bought $300 worth of fireworks yesterday.
Hey,
that's crazy.
$400.
Mm. It was, we thought on the way out, me and Fonz say, how much you think it's going to be? Around $400. I said, okay, I can live with that. We got a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But then the black lady on the way out.
Got us. She got us.
She got us.
She's good.
Yeah, she was good. She was good.
For that amount, but she made me the fireworks from here.
Yeah.
She also told me, look at the TV. This is what they do. I was like,
Gotcha, dog.
Fonz like, I already got one.
He already had it in his hand. Like, what you watching?
They better do what she was showing you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that will all go back there.
I got a piece of wood.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it in my front yard, right? Not in the street. I don't want to do it in the street.
Smart.
Yeah.
Well,
because there's too many trees in the street. You can't get the full.
Yeah, don't set your neighborhood on fire, please.
Well, listen, I'm in Davie. The redneck's been blowing it up for years, so I should be okay.
Well. All right. When we come back, we're going to go ahead and give you your latest headlines, and we're going to get into some more silly sauce. The latter half of this show, we have a lot. We have a game that we've never played before that I'd like to introduce. It's not a game that I invented. This show hasn't done it before. It is Start, Bench, Cut. But we're going to do a July 4th barbecue edition. We got that and much more when we come back on the Tobin and Leroy Show.